Welcome to Education Matters, presented by the Public School Forum of North Carolina. I'm your host, Marianne Wolf. Today, we're joined by the 2022 Burroughs Welcome Fund North Carolina Teacher of the Year, Leah Carper, and Representative Maria Cervania to discuss the second annual Bring Your Legislator to School Day. This event, which is organized by members of the North Carolina Teacher of the Year and Principal of the Year networks, the Public School Forum of North Carolina, and bipartisan legislative sponsors, creates an opportunity for legislators to experience the day-to-day realities of North Carolina's elementary and secondary schools. We want them to have as clear as possible understanding of what is working well for students and educators, as well as the challenges that they face. Welcome, Leah and Representative Cervania. We're so happy to have you here today.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's an honor.
Leah, I'd love to start with you. What inspired Bring Your Legislator to School Day?
You know, I was sitting with my Teacher of the Year friends, and we were discussing just, do people know what's going on in schools? Sometimes you look at things that are happening with legislation, and you're like, have they been to a school? And then logic sets in and you say, of course they've been to schools. Almost half the budget is spent on schools. Of course, they're going to go see like what it's being spent on. But as a teacher, oftentimes I recall hearing my friends say, when's the last time we've seen a legislator in our schools? And so really the conversation between the teachers of the year and principals of the year was, I think we need to bridge that gap to show that, yes, they're in schools and they're seeing the things, but also if there are things that schools want to show, we want to make sure that they see them. So it's like a two-way conversation of, we want you in our schools, we want to see that you're in our schools so that we all feel more comfortable and proud of the work that we're all doing on our side as educators and on your side as legislators.
And Leah, I know you and I have had this conversation, but even those of us that have been in education a long time, as we're in different roles, like your Teacher of the Year role, or when I served on a school board role, I learned so much about who has the power to make different decisions and where those decisions come from, which even people invested heavily don't always know. And so I'm curious what you're hoping the impact will be of having this as an annual event, because now we are in the second annual.
First of all, I'm just so excited that so many of our legislators had such a great experience last year that they were jumping at the opportunity. As soon as we sent out the sign-up sheet, people were jumping into it saying, yes, please, please let me participate, which was beautiful. My hope is that this continues, obviously, to continue to promote the great things that are happening in our schools, but also so people can see the need. One of our biggest conversations we have with districts as they're preparing for this day is, don't just show all the shiny things. We want them to see like their investment happening, but also what else do we need? What else can we do? Yesterday, I got this text message from one of my mentors and he said, we're always working. We're never finished. And I thought that is it, right? Like there's always something more that we can do to help our students. We're never finished here. And so my hope is that we come into this year and every year with this question of, what have we done well and what else can we keep doing to do what's right for kids?
Thank you. And Representative Cervania, I know you were one of those eager to participate, right? And I'm curious, what inspired you to participate when this opportunity was presented?
So I often am out in our district talking with parents, talking with students, but I think having this day is more specific to the students' needs. I know we make decisions for students, pre-K, younger, to those who can't quite vote yet. And, you know, I want to make sure, and I have a commitment, that their voices need to be heard too. They need a representative at the General Assembly who will vote for their needs. You can come to me anytime. I give them my information, and if they have a concern, they will tell me. I recently was with a group of kids from Charlotte, students from Charlotte, and I ask everyone always when I'm with them, what are your major needs? What do you want in your school? And one young student said, I want Epic back. And I'm like, wow, like we've heard this through our emails, even though I'm in Wake County and she's in Mecklenburg. But a young 8-year-old girl said this to me, and it's like, this is what I need. And yes, I'm going to keep advocating for you to get that back. And so also, I want to honor our educators and our administrators at our schools too, and know that we are fighting for them, fighting to fully fund public education and hear the details, as Ms. Carper had said, of what's good and also what's not so shiny that we can keep working towards.
Many of your colleagues in the General Assembly will also be participating. So I'm curious, does that help that you all are having, even though it's unique experience, is still a shared experience at the same time?
Yes, most definitely. And we're doing it all over the state, right? And when we come back from those days, and many of us go to multiple schools at multiple levels of grades and education, and we come back, like last year, we came back and talked about our experiences and what we see and what we can work on together for the change. You know, we try to make sure that, and we all come from different walks of life, we are of different party affiliations, but we know we want to keep our students in a place that's safe, that they are thriving, and they will contribute as wonderful future North Carolinians in the workforce and in society as a whole. So we have a lot of commonality, even though we might be in the, you know, one corner from Manteo to Murphy. All our experiences end up being so wonderful to share. And then, you know, we vote on things in Manteo and Murphy. So I want to make sure I respect that too, and advocate for them as well.
Thank you. And Leah, what are you hoping and what have you seen about how educators and legislators can or maybe should work together for North Carolina students?
When I see legislation, you know, making crossover, and I'm like, oh, this might happen. You know, this is something that might happen. My hope is that our legislators feel comfortable reaching out to educators and to families. And so that's the point of this day. Reach out and ask, hey, how is this going to affect your students and in your population? And how does this affect your community? Will this benefit your students or will this hurt a certain population of students? And so my hope is that through these type of, you know, initiatives, that relationships are built and people know who they can pick up the phone and call. So many teachers don't feel like they have access to the people in the big house. Like they don't feel that way. I hear them talk about this all the time. And the truth is, I've not had that experience. When I call, someone answers. And so my hope is that that continues and our legislators feel comfortable calling, but also our teachers can say, hey, I see this coming across. Remember me, we hung out on April 15th. Have you thought about this? And that be well received. This whole day, everything is about doing what's right for kids.
Absolutely. And Representative Cervania, I know that there has been a lot of differences in the General Assembly over the past few years around education. And in some ways, as a state, it feels like sometimes differences come to play in discussions about education, even though that's not necessarily where they have to live. I'm curious if you have advice for people listening. So this could be parents, grandparents, community members, teachers, right? Any of the people listening right now, how can they make sure that their voice is heard beyond bring your legislator to school day?
It goes back to what Ms. Carper has said, like building strong relationships with your legislator. And sometimes, you know, I get a lot of emails from people out of my district. Sometimes you have to go to somebody who may not be directly your representative or directly your senator, just to know that, you know, sometimes they may not agree with the direction that you may want to go when you want to see your school or your child's, you know, trajectory in education. You still should contact your direct representative, but always know that we're advocating for all of you. So feel free to build relationships even beyond your district. And like Ms. Carper said, don't know that we're here for you. I wish that people would know that our doors are open, and not to be afraid to contact us because we make these decisions. Me personally, I need to know. Like, I take the title of representative so seriously. I don't want to do something that's not for my people or the people of North Carolina. So I try my best to give my business cards out, even to the kids, and then give this to your parents, keep one for yourself, to the teachers, to everyone. And it's our responsibility too. We need to go to our schools and our community outside the state. It's a good stepping stone, a springboard. But I will say, I've worked in the classroom as a substitute teacher, so I know, I see it, right? I'm that support person when our teachers get sometimes burned out or need a break, right? I encourage that too, that some of us legislators should go work in a school for a day to understand.
Well, I think, you know, I always say that public schools are the hubs and the hearts of our communities, right? And we know how important they are in every town and every county across North Carolina. And so I just thank both of you for being such advocates every day, but also for bringing your legislator to school day, because I think it does take all of us, right? And that's the message you've really shared today. So thank you so much for joining us. And after the break, we'll see some highlights for the second annual Bring Your Legislator to School Day.
Education Matters is brought to you each week in part by Participate Learning, uniting our world through global learning.
Welcome back. We are so pleased to be able to show you some highlights from the second annual Bring Your Legislator to School Day.
Is everybody buckled in and ready? You guys, lock in. We've got a full day. Okay.
Well, to make policy, we have to know what's going on the ground, and to be at events like this, which are wonderful because the students are involved, the students help produce it, really gives us a true idea of what's happening, so that when we go back and make laws and policies, we can have some idea of the on the ground impact. So very important for me to be here for that.
Kids need to be challenged by their peers, and Lincoln provides that. So very excited for Guilford County Schools and very excited for what they do.
I don't think there's anywhere more important to be. All that we talk about and work on at the state level only matters as much as it's improving the lives of kids. And our public schools are where we do that. And we have to remain committed to what they bring to kids.
But not all. We'll also talk about our strategic direction and how it aligns with our legislative priorities and connect the two. And then we'll have a short video presentation.
As a former Guilford County Commissioner, I'm very familiar with the commissioner's position and funding the school system. We have a daughter who's an EC teacher in Guilford County. My wife is a former educator. So there is a special place in my heart. The individuals who work with kids with disabilities.
You know, I've been on the board for going on 12 years, and the amazing things that are going on in our schools, especially at Gateway and in our special needs schools, the staff steps up.
I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for my students. I'm grateful for our representatives and our senator who came out today to support the work, and all over the state that there are so many of our great legislators who care so much about our schools that they want to spend a day in them. So ultimately, I'm just really grateful.
We are so pleased that we were able to join our schools in the second annual Bring Your Legislator to School Day. Leah, we have time for one last question. And I know that our legislators, they make so many policy and funding decisions for North Carolina. They set our teacher salary scale. They determine how much money goes out for our instructional services to all our counties. And in North Carolina, it is in our state constitution that we make sure that every child has access to a high quality, equitable education. So I'd love to ask you if you could wave a magic wand and implement a change to improve North Carolina's public school system, knowing there's a lot, but I give you two wishes, kind of like the genie. What would you say today?
I really wish that schools could be a place where we could focus on teaching and learning. What's happened is our schools have become the place where we focus on having to take care of our students' physical and emotional needs. And as educators, we want to help with everything because we know that students can't learn unless they're fed and they are in their mental health is in the right spot. But it seems like our community puts that pressure on schools to do that work, but we can't do it all. And so I wish that we had a society where there were enough supports in place where students could come to school and they could focus on learning and they're not hungry and their emotional needs are met and their clothes are on their bodies and they're clean. And they were able to make it to school on time in a vehicle. All of their physical and emotional needs are met prior to coming to school.
Yeah. And Representative Cervania, what would your one wish be?
I'm going to add on to Ms. Carper's because I am a public health professional by training and trade. So, there's been so many, so much research and so many communities all over the country who take what Ms. Carper said seriously, that it is a symbiotic, the community and the school are taking their responsibility where they need to be, where teachers live in the neighborhood. And, you know, police officers are like in the neighborhood are seen not as SRO and disciplinarians, but part of the educational process too. Grandparents or older adults like come in and volunteer and they like impart their sage wisdom on our kids and how like what history is and what our world is about or has been about, like that we are all in this together and that we have a commitment to our children because they're part of our community. That's how I remember I grew up. Like even, you know, I am of faith and even our church was part, but like the church doesn't talk about doctrine. They did like volunteer work to supplement the emotional and the just the sustainable needs of the students in my elementary school. And like nonprofits came, like, you know, I was a Girl Scout because they came in and and all these like Boys Club, Girls Club, Junior Achievement, like all
yes,
of these
yes.
programs yeah. to give us a window to the world to understand what we can be, not just like, not that what we can't be, but all these possibilities. And so that's what I wish, that we have children, students who can see that there's no impossibility. It's yeah. infinite. And that we as a community show them that.
After the break, this week's final word. As in many other states, state-level elected officials in North Carolina play a crucial role in shaping policies that affect communities at large, particularly when it comes to public education. Establishing strong relationships between these officials and the communities they serve is invaluable to fostering collaboration, ensuring transparency, and considering diverse perspectives when developing policies. Bring Your Legislator to School Day was introduced as a way to nurture such relationships by allowing legislators to experience the day-to-day reality of North Carolina's elementary and secondary schools. During their visits, legislators engaged in walkthroughs of schools with principals and superintendents and had conversations with teachers, students, and parents to gain a better understanding of what is working well for students and educators, as well as the challenges they faced. These visits allow legislators to get an honest look at what the current state investment in education looks like in practice. With North Carolina's diverse range of communities, this can look vastly different from district to district, but engaging with school communities gives legislators the chance to gather their firsthand insights on local issues, such as resource allocation, teacher shortages, and other factors which can inform more effective and targeted policy decisions. Education policy should be aimed at enhancing educational outcomes for every one of our state students who are entitled to a sound basic education according to North Carolina's Constitution. Together, elected officials and educators can create and identify innovative solutions to educational challenges. Educators can also provide feedback on impact, enabling officials to better assess their policies and ensure that legislation is continuously improving and based on real-world outcomes for our students. These collaborative efforts can lead to more effective and sustainable solutions that benefit students as well as the wider community. Building these relationships also allows for greater trust between legislators and the communities they serve. Legislators can sometimes feel removed from the communities that they serve. Working alongside school communities to strengthen areas of public education signals a commitment to the community that should not be undervalued. It shows that local voices are being heard and that their concerns are seen as worth being addressed, boosting public confidence in the public education system and in the elected officials responsible for overseeing it. Bring Your Legislator to School Day provides an opportunity for connection that can greatly benefit school communities, legislators, and the local communities at large. By building relationships with the intent of fostering understanding and collaboration, we can create and enact policies that are in tune with local needs and challenges and allow us to enhance our public education system. Ultimately, these relationships can help build the stronger, more equitable education system all North Carolina students deserve. As we know, our public schools are the hearts of our communities. Thank you for taking time with us to learn and think about education. That's all for today, and we'll see you next week.